Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at inclusive economic growth challenges, focusing on Italy.
Yeah, specifically that persistent north-south economic divide they have.
Exactly. And we've got some interesting sources, particularly this eBay Small Business Activity Across Italy report. It seems to show something quite unexpected, powered by digital trade.
Well, you have to remember the context. Italy's economy overall hasn't shown much growth. In 2023, it was barely bigger, like 0.36% bigger than back in 2007.
Wow, barely moved in all that time.
Pretty much. And on top of that stagnation, you've got these huge regional imbalances. The South really lags behind the North and Central regions economically.
Okay, so that's the setup. Yeah. And our question is, can digital tools like e-commerce actually help bridge that gap? This eBay report uses a metric they call eBay Digital Density,
which basically measures small business activity on eBay, but on a per-person basis, per capita.
Right. And our mission today is to unpack why the results for where this activity is happening are, well, kind of surprising.
Oh, definitely surprising. It almost redefines what we think of as an economically vibrant area in this digital age.
So let's get into the key finding. The most striking thing is where this eBay activity is concentrated. It's actually highest in the south of Italy.
Yeah, the south leads the pack. It surpasses some of the regions you traditionally think of as wealthier or more industrialized.
The report calls it a pretty clear example of inclusive e-commerce success.
And when you look at the data, this digital density metric, it highlights these really strong business communities, and they're flourishing in places that aren't the major urban centers or the richest spots.
Which regions are we talking about?
Well, the top six regions for this digital density are all in the south. You've got Campania, Abruzzo, Puglia, Basilicata, Calabria, and Sicilia.
Okay, hold on. Let's take Campania number one on the list. Doesn't Campania face some pretty significant economic headwinds?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the standard metrics, it's got the highest unemployment rate in Italy.
Highest unemployment. Wow.
And the second highest share of people at risk of poverty or social exclusion. Plus, the third lowest regional GDP per capita.
So how does that region end up number one in eBay activity?
Well, that's the core insight, isn't it? Campania's success shows how digital platforms can sort of decouple small businesses from their immediate local economic constraints.
So they're not just relying on local buyers.
Exactly. They use e-commerce to reach customers anywhere, globally even. And that ability pushes Campania way up, actually near the top for eBay small business activity across the whole EU, not just Italy.
That's a powerful effect. What about Calabria? You mentioned it was in the top six.
Yeah, Calabria is fifth for digital density, but look at its other stats. It has the lowest regional GDP per capita in all of Italy.
The lowest.
And the highest share of its population at risk of poverty or social exclusion, plus the second highest unemployment rate. Again, a stark contrast.
So what's the mechanism here? Is it mostly about exports?
It seems to be a huge part of it. The report found that 95% of these Italian small businesses on eBay are exporters.
95%.
Yeah. And they reach, on average, 15 different international markets. Now, compare that the average for all Italian businesses. Only about 4.2% export at all.
Okay, that's a massive difference.
It really is. So eBay is acting like this key tool for them to grow internationally and diversify, especially helpful if your local region is struggling.
And the sellers themselves seem to back this up.
They do. The report quotes a few. Like Maria Napolitano, who talks about how the platform helps her overcome local limits and connect with shoppers worldwide.
Makes sense. Getting beyond local borders.
And Danilo Longo mentions exporting Italian excellence and innovation. Another seller, Vito Mastrocirico, talked about the support and tools he got that helped him grow.
Right. So it's not just the access, but maybe some support structures, too.
Seems like it. So, you know, there are often worries that digitalization might just make inequality worse, helping those who are already well off.
Sure. The digital divide concern.
Exactly. But this eBay data, this digital density stuff, it kind of pushes back on that. It shows these really active small business communities thriving in the very regions, the southern regions, that face the biggest economic challenges.
That's a fascinating counter-narrative.
It really is. Yeah. Robust activity where it's arguably needed most.
So wrapping this up, what should you, the listener, take away from this? If e-commerce lets small businesses in, say, Calabria or Campania, compete effectively on a global stage.
Right, regardless of their physical location.
Then maybe we need to rethink what actually makes a region competitive in today's world. Is it just about local GDP and infrastructure anymore?
Or is it about enabling access to these global digital networks. It suggests maybe these regions we often see as struggling could actually hold some unexpected keys to future economic vitality.
A provocative thought indeed. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.